This recording, Finland 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine pain so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I'm from Finland, from this town called Järvenpää, and it's about 20 minutes away from the capital of Finland called Helsinki. And I often take the train from my hometown to Helsinki because most of my friends, they live there because it's just the best place to live in Finland, because there's, you know, most people are there and there's a lot of work and that kind of stuff. And, well, I like my hometown too. There's a lot of, well, like in Finland in general, there's a lot of green places, a lot of forests, parks, and trees. That's one thing I miss about Finland, and it sounds weird, I know, but trees, like, and forests. And every time I go back to Finland, I usually go back for Christmas and part of the summer holidays, and I stay with my family in my hometown. And I've got my mom and dad, then I've got 2 sisters. One of them has already moved out. She lives in Helsinki. That's why I can go there so often. And so my big sister, she's moved out, and my little sister, she still lives at home. And then I've got a little brother, and he's slightly younger. He just turned 16. And we have a cat, and I miss him too. I'm really close with my family. And it's really funny. I never get homesick when I'm away from home. It's just that I would like the people, like my family and my closest friends, to be here with me experiencing all this thing I'm experiencing because they've been in my life like all my life. So, and well, I'm like in America at the moment. It's just been so awesome being here. I like the weather, though I miss it's snowing at the moment in Finland. So that's kind of makes me a bit like sad. But I have nothing to complain about the weather here, so it's okay. And people here are just so friendly. I'm like every day, I'm just surprised. People just are generally like genuinely friendly.